Welcome to our service of morning prayer today on the fifth Sunday after Trinity. And our theme today is weathering the storms of life and seed bearing good fruit. And we begin with a prayer. Lord, we might not be sitting by a lake today. However, as the crowds eagerly gathered to listen to the stories and truths you told to them, we too await your word to us. With joy in our hearts and anticipation, we pray that you will give us listening ears and hearts open to receive your love, your teaching, and your wisdom. Help our lives to be full to bursting, bearing your fruit. Amen. And you may be seated as we listen and hum away, I hope, to our opening hymn, Will Your Anchor Hold in the Storms of Life? confession. We take a moment to think before God of the things that we have done that would have let him down and let us down. For the times we dash haphazardly into your presence, finding it hard to leave behind our cares and worries. Forgive us, good Lord, and make us new. For the times when we don't learn from our experiences, forgive us, good Lord, and make us new. For the times when we don't take care of ourselves or the people we share our lives with, forgive us, good Lord, and make us new. For the times we don't see what you want us to see and just take things at face value, forgive us, good Lord, and make us new. For the times when we want our seed planted in neat rows, when our own plans become more important than yours, rather than letting the Holy Spirit prepare the soil of our lives and blow where the Spirit wants to. Forgive us, good Lord, and make us new. Amen. And we bring our own thoughts before God at this time as we pray the collect for today. Almighty and everlasting God, by whose Spirit the whole church, body of the church, is governed and sanctified, hear our prayer which we offer for all your faithful people, that in their vocation and ministry they may serve you in holiness and truth to the glory of your name, through our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. And we listen to our first reading. A reading from the Book of Psalms. Praise awaits you, O God, in Zion. To you our vows will be fulfilled. You who answer prayer, to you all people will come. When we were overwhelmed by sins, you forgave our transgressions. Blessed are those you choose and bring near to live in your courts. We are filled with the good things of your house, of your holy temple. You answer us with awesome and righteous deeds, God our Saviour, the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farther seas, who formed the mountains by your power, having armed yourself with strength, who still the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, and the turmoil of the nations. The whole earth is filled with awe at your wonders. Where morning dawns, where evening fades, you call forth songs of joy. You care for the land and water it. You enrich it abundantly. The streams of God are filled with water to provide the people with grain, for so you have ordained it. You drench its furrows and levels its ridges. You soften it with showers and bless its crops. You crown the year with your bounty, and your carts overflow with abundance. The grasslands of the wilderness overflow. The hills are clothed with gladness. The meadows are covered with flocks, and the valleys are mantled with grain. They shout for joy and sing. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew. Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the lake. Such great crowds gathered round him that he got into a boat and sat there while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. In today's world, many would answer to physical and or emotional wellness. Exercise each day, eat a healthy diet, meditate in nature, buy yourself something nice, take a trip, do something that you love to do. We thought about such things last Sunday and said that these fixes are limited fixes. Rest for our souls is deeper than that. It's a reorientation of our values and perceptions of life to match up with the values and perceptions of God, the one who created us, the one who is the source of our soul. While these fixes may help us gain specific goals and even contribute to our well-being and happiness, they don't get to the bottom of what drives the human spirit, nor do they solve what haunts the human soul. In today's world, many believe that everything can be solved by rational and practical means. However, to that argument, actual study shows those who put their faith in higher power course, for us as Christians, the higher power is Jesus Christ, are happier and more content in their lives. They're more consistent and more stable and more likely to weather the storms without capsizing their boat. While many may mistrust organized religion or denominational systems more and more, if I got a euro every time somebody said, "Oh, well, I'm not into organized religion," I would be a very rich person. But people are beginning to realize that actually the Holy Spirit can change our lives for the better. But in order to allow the Holy Spirit to come into our lives and to change our life's course, we need to be open to change, ready for change, and willing to commit to the discipleship process. Discipleship is, in some ways, I suppose some would call it an old-fashioned word, but I think it's a word that we should be talking more about growing in our faith, maturing in our faith. And in today's reading from the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus explains that process. Of course, Jesus is talking to farmers and labourers, so he uses agricultural metaphors to explain how to attain a satisfied and fruitful life. One that not only soothes the troubled soul, but nurtures others around us in the process. He explains what it takes to be a true disciple by first telling us what attempts on our part will fail. He then explains what the metaphors mean. Jesus describes the Word of God, that is our potential spiritual wellness in relationship with God, as seeds. For our wellness of spirit begins with the seeding of God's presence, His power, and the Spirit's breath of life within us. But God can only offer us the gift of life. To truly receive an enriched life, we must respond. And this is what Jesus is explaining to us. First of all, he describes three ways that God's Spirit cannot change us. If the seed falls along the path, and the birds eat it. Secondly, if the seed falls on shallow rocky ground and the sapling becomes scorched by the sun and withers without roots to receive constant water. And if the seed falls among other weeds, seed of weeds and thorns, it becomes choked out by the stronger ones. Only a seed that falls on the good soil will take root and grow and bear fruit and nourish others. And then Jesus explains what it all means. The seed on the path, he says, happens when God's message about the kingdom, we hear it, but we don't understand it. So the message simply fades away. What Jesus is saying is that a connection hasn't been made. And connection is a word that we use a lot today, especially in IT. But if there's no true connection, then we're a bit lost. No true connection was made between God's word and the human heart. It never attached itself to the mind and the heart or the spirit. Sometimes that happens when we're reading a book. Did you ever read a page five times and still wonder what it said? And it happens too when we're listening to sermons or reading Bible verses, when we're not perhaps paying real attention. Sometimes we're daydreaming, sometimes we're distracted, sometimes we skim just to get through it. But for whatever reason, even though we've read it with our eyes, the meaning hasn't actually connected with our hearts. And that's what Jesus says happens to a lot of us each and every time we hear the scriptures. We hear God's message with our ears, but it doesn't sink in. And if it doesn't sink in, it doesn't take root, and the connection isn't made. of a miracle when a seed hits the soil. Something amazing happens, that miraculous germination. And that's what it's like when we enter into relationships. Have you ever thought about it? When you have a relationship with someone, the relationship changes both people in it. You don't have anyone, I would suggest, in your life that hasn't changed you. Likewise, in some way, every person you've been in relationship has been changed because of that relationship. And a relationship with God will change you if you allow yourself to engage with it. And in the second description that Jesus gives, he describes a seed on rocky soil, on rocky ground, saying that this refers to people who hear the word immediately and receive it joyfully, but because they have no roots, their joy only lasts for a while. As soon as they experience distress in their lives, they immediately retract their beliefs and fall in with the common crowd. Their faith falls away because it never took root in their hearts at all. It was a superficial joy rush, not a deeply seated faith. It can even happen to us in the church. We can come to worship and we can feel uplifted when we're leaving. What was said perhaps has inspired us, or the music has lifted our hearts for the moment. But when we walk out that door, all we heard can dissipate away like rain in the wind, especially when life gets tough. When things go wrong, faith is nowhere to be found because we never really entered into a relationship with Jesus. Relationships, of course, are built upon trust, commitment, and an open heart. So is our relationship with God. And Jesus has a third caution. He tells us about the seed that falls on the thorns that has to compete for space. And he explains that these are those who hear God's word, but the worries of life and the false appeal of wealth and gifts choke out God from their lives so that their spirits can bear no more fruit. The glitter of more trendy or attractive fixes to our life's problems and pain draw us and compete for our loyalties. And if they win, our faith is left behind, relegated to a corner, a bit like a toy without batteries. We begin to believe that quick fixes can solve all our problems, and that God doesn't, after all, have the power to give us what we need at that time. Only the seed, Jesus tells us, that falls upon the good soil will germinate God's spirit within it, sprout and grow and bear fruit, and enrich others with its feast of love and kindness. Only this kind of soil will nurture a spirit in a way that provides a steady and consistent and stable joyful life, a peaceful soul that can persevere through any storm or gale. So how do we cultivate this kind of relationship with God? What does it take for true discipleship? Jesus gave us the answer in his description of what will not work, and it's not any different than for what works with any relationship. To have a good relationship, you need to spend time and make a true connection. You need to open your heart and allow yourself to trust and love deeply. And thirdly, you need to commit to the long haul and not to get distracted by what seems to be a greener field over yonder. So we need to connect and trust and commit. So let's take a look at our discipleship, our faith and our life. Prepare our hearts to receive the gift of the Spirit. Perhaps rather rather than just coming to church and having that as our religious part of the week, that we would open up the words of the Bible and pray a little more. Connect with God. And to open our hearts and to accept Jesus into our lives and to trust him deeply. Commit to him with our whole heart for the long haul. And don't let the worries of life or the promises of quick fixes distract you from the promise of the kingdom of God. May God bless you in your endeavours, in your relationships, and in your life.
Now let us pray together. As we pray for ourselves and we pray for others. And the response to eternal truth, living God, your word is life and strength. Blessed are you, Lord God of Israel, for you come to your people and set them free. Through the light of Christ, you deliver us from the darkness and the shadow of death and guide us into the ways of peace. We give thanks for men and women of vision throughout the ages. We ask you to guide and to bless all preachers of the word and ministries of the sacraments, all who teach the faith and share their faith, and all who influence our daily lives. We pray for all who are struggling for freedom in their faith and for those who are imprisoned because of their beliefs. And in our own lives, Lord, help us to feed our souls, to commit to you. Eternal truth, living God, your word is life and strength. We give thanks for those who do research, all scientists and biologists, for all responsible for our health and well-being, especially in these days as we are looking for a vaccine or a cure for COVID-19. We ask your blessing upon all doctors and nurses and care workers. We pray for the World Health Organization and for all who strive to free us from disease and illness. Eternal truth, living God, your word is life and strength. Lord, help us to know your presence in our homes. We ask you to protect and guide our loved ones in the ways of peace. We remember before you all who suffer, especially from oppression or violence in their homes. Eternal truth, living God, your word is life and strength. We give thanks for your love and healing power and ask your blessing upon all who are suffering, all who long for freedom, and all who are caught up in debt and in these days in the uncertainty of employment and other things. We pray for any who have lost or are losing their homes or their work at this time, especially those who've been separated from loved ones. Eternal truth, living God, your word is life and strength. We give you thanks that you have delivered us from the darkness of death and offered us the light of life eternal. We rejoice in the fellowship of all your saints, and we remember
thankfulness friends and loved ones who have departed from us. And we pray for those who are bereaved at this time. We pray especially for the Isherwood and Lahai families at this time on the loss of Mary during the week. Comfort and sustain, Lord, all those who mourn. Eternal truth, living God, your word is life and strength. We give thanks that you have delivered us from the darkness of death, and you fill our lives with light. Lord, that we would give our souls over to you and to trust you in all things that we do. Help us to be true disciples and truly listen to you so that we can truly follow you in our daily lives. And we bring our prayers together in the words, Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And gathering our prayers and praises into one, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And we remain seated for our closing hymn number 604, as we hum to We Turn to Christ Anew, who hear his call today, his way to walk, his will pursue, his word obey. As well. You're very welcome. And as you see, things are, for those who weren't here last Sunday, church is a little bit different, but it's lovely to meet together. So do give yourselves time as you come to church to do the sanitizing and all the rest, and not to feel rushed. The collection is at the back of the church, and do take away your sheets or items in your pews, that would be great.
And last Sunday we made a recording, and this Sunday, so if anybody would, I'm putting it up on the website, so it's an audio recording of the service. Not everybody has website, but we can WhatsApp it, so if anybody wants it and can't get it, just give me a text or a ring, and we can pass that on to somebody who mightn't be able to come out to church at this time. Please do remain in your seats at the end of the service, and you will be guided out of your pews. And apart from that, I think just anybody, diocesan magazines are at the back of the church, and for anybody who gets those, don't forget to take them away. And if there's anybody you'd like prayed for in the prayers, we're not writing on the list because of pens and all of that, but do pass the word to me and we'll remember the person you want us to pray for by name. And I think apart from services at the normal time next Sunday, we're going to have morning prayer again. We will have Holy Communion, but I think it's important that we get used to the new way of doing things at the moment. The Lord be with you all. Let us bless the Lord. And Lord God, the world outside awaits us with all its troubles and uncertainties, but also with its opportunities. Send us out now in your name to look consciously for ways of seeing you in the world around and to act accordingly.
Amen. Amen.